If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers.
Hello, gorgeous. Good morning. It's Thursday, and I know you guys don't typically see me on Thursday, but I could not wait to talk about how Beyoncé's new album screams main character energy, and the response to it is kind of comical. So on Super Bowl Sunday, Beyoncé had a commercial. She announced that she was dropping a new album, and we were all like, ah, because like we literally just got out of the chokehold of the Renaissance. And so she's doing a country album, and I love it. Like, I'm excited. She dropped two new singles. Obviously, this is not a, it's not a sponsored video. Texas Hold'em, which has a really catchy, super cute beat, and 16 Carriages. Anyone who's a true country music fan knows for a fact that country has a bunch of different, like, subsets within it. And so country pop has been kind of a thing for a while. So it's not a surprise to me that it's not, she does not sing with a twang. I love that she stood in her personal power and she's still Beyoncé. It's just got a country overlay to it. Regardless, neither here nor there. The response has been very interesting. There's been some country music stations that are refusing to play it because they're Beyoncé. They have received backlash. One in particular is now playing the song. But like just scrolling down my Facebook feed, people are like, is that why she's been so blonde lately? Is that why she looks so pale? Is that why she's had on that cowboy hat? Is that where all these horses are coming from? And it's so interesting to me because Beyoncé didn't ask for your permission to drop a country album because she's the main character of her life. When we say things like that, that's the equivalent of you saying, I think I'm going to find a new job, and your coworker saying, you've been here 10 years, you're not going nowhere. Or I think I want to leave this relationship, and your best friend being like, girl, you're not leaving that man. Or I think I want to go back to school, and people being like, you're like 40. Why would you do that? That is the equivalent of you trying to climb out of the box that people have created for you and other people trying to push you back in. The difference between you and me and Beyoncé is me and Beyoncé have decided to be the main character of our lives. And you have that ability too, but you also get to step back and recognize when you are creating a box for someone else. She didn't ask for our permission. She decided that she wanted to create a country album. She set her sights on it. And if you followed the Renaissance tour, and maybe you didn't, she's been wearing these hats and putting these horses in videos leading up to this all along. But she also has like Daddy's Lessons. This is not her first country song. This is just the first whole album. So the other thing that I saw, and I have to acknowledge, is she needs to stick to what she knows. And somebody else said she needs to stay in her lane. Experience breeds competence. So doing something over and over and over is how you become a master of something. And so I love the two new songs that are out. You may not, but the truth of the matter is the only way to get better at something is to do it. And so I challenge you, if you are all in a tizzy or have your knickers in knots that Beyoncé created a country album, when is the last time that you did something that made you uncomfortable? You did something that you threw out there and you were not so worried that someone was going to talk about you or put you down that you were brave enough to throw it out there for other people to see it. It's a main character move. It's a, I decided and I'm doing this and I don't need you to approve. And I love it. It is so bold. It makes a statement. And we get to have that same type of energy. We get to embody that same type of boldness, that same type of fierceness. It's in all of us. We just have to choose to pour into it. And so if you don't know, I'm hosting a masterclass to teach you to have that same level of unbothered, to have that same level of I'm here to take up space, that same level of this is my story and I'm running the show. On February 29th, it's the Leap into Main Character Energy Masterclass. It's at 2 p.m. Central Time. I know 2 p.m. Central is in the middle of the day, and so I will have the replay available through Sunday of that week. Let me pop up what to do. You are going to text main character to my text line, 205-4634, area code 615. It's there on the screen. Text that. You'll get the link. Be there or be square. It's going to be free. I'll leave the replay up through that Sunday, and then after that, I'm going to take it down, and then you will be able to purchase it. If you decide that you want to purchase it, or if you want lifetime access, when you send me a receipt for a new Hello Gorgeous swag shop shirt or some sort of merchandise from the merch store, I will give you a discount on that. You're going to get 15% off toward the masterclass for life. So I am super excited about the swag shop. I'm super excited about Beyonce. I'm getting the album in March. And this, here's the deal. If you never buy it, she's still going to be filthy rich, rolling in dough. She will never know that you didn't buy her album. Just like if you go back to school and you decide to be a nurse and I'm never your patient, you are still going to be a certified nurse. You're still going to make your money. You're still going to live your life. You're still going to be happy. So I think the lesson in this is stop asking for permission and stop looking for validation to do what you want and live the life of your dreams. Yeah. That's it. Okay. I love you guys so very much. I will drop the link for the swag shop at the bottom of this. And last time, text main character to my text line so that you can get into the masterclass. And I will see you guys probably throughout the weekend. Definitely Saturday for K versus Bay. I love you guys. We'll talk in the next one. Bye.